From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Australia is ending a prolonged campaign of airstrikes against Islamic State targets. We get the details from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Australia has been carrying out aerial attacks on militant targets in Iraq and Syria as part of a US-led international coalition for more than 2 years. Canberra's decision to stop its involvement in airstrikes on so-called Islamic State insurgents was taken after consultation with Iraq and other allies. Six Australian fighter jets will be recalled, although refueling and surveillance aircraft will remain in the region. Earlier this month, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said that his troops were now in complete control of the Iraqi-Syrian border. Australia also has forces deployed in several locations around the world, including Afghanistan, Egypt and Sudan. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
Philippine police and disaster officials say at least 133 people are dead and dozens of others are missing as a tropical storm triggered mudslides and floods. Multiple deaths were reported Friday. Police say 12,000 people have left their homes for higher ground. The Philippines experience about 20 typhoons and storms each year, especially towards the end of the year. The International Olympic Committee says it has banned 11 Russian athletes for life and stripped two more Olympic medals from Russians, one during the 2014 Sochi Winter Games. The two 2014 silver medalists who competed in Sochi in the women's and men's luge have been banned and stripped of their medals, and the other athletes banned from all future Olympic Games include two speed skaters. This is VOA News.